We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, and Bill Kerr in...
Hancock's Half Hour. Well, I think it's disgusting.
Are you moaning again?
I have every reason to moan. I'm incensed. I am dead incensed. Can't ever remember being more incensed than I am now. It's a great shame.
What is?
Haven't you heard about it? Old Fred's been given notice by the council.
No.
He has. He's been given 2 weeks to hitch up his horse and move his pie stall out of the market square.
They can't do that.
Exactly what I said. That pie stall's been there ever since I remember. It's on all those brown postcards they sell in the tobacconists. In fact, and this is not very well known, actually, I'll take you into my confidence here. If you get a magnifying glass out and study the group standing round the pie stall, do you know who you'll see?
Who?
My father. He's the one in the bowler hat and the knotted scarf. Holding a cup of tea and a plate of saveloys, if I remember rightly. And next to him is his good lady wife, my mother. Wrapping her teeth round a fried egg sandwich. You take that pie stall away and you take yet another part of the English scene with it.
Oh, talk sense. The council have given their reasons for giving him notice.
What reasons?
Well, they say it's unhygienic, for one. They say he should not wash his cups out in the horse trough.
He's been washing his cups out in the horse trough for years. Why have they only just noticed it? Anyway, what's wrong with it? It's running water.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. But you cannot deny that the rag and bone man's horse died last year.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, the vet said in his post-mortem, this animal died because it was clogged up with tea leaves.
Oh, that's rubbish. If anything, that was what kept him going. He was 39, to my knowledge.
Well, I don't know. It carries a lot of sway down at the council meeting. Anyway, they're trying to modernise the square. They've had the plans passed by the town and country planning.
But what do they want to modernise it for? That's half the charm of it.
Because people are not shopping in the town anymore. They're going to the other modern places. And it's because this town has fallen behind the times.
Oh, nonsense.
It's true. Look at the old-fashioned stuff down our high street. People don't want to see butcher's shops with all the meat hanging up outside these days. They want it under glass, in refrigerators.
What? I don't hold with all this wrapping stuff up and keeping it in refrigerators. Takes all the goodness out of it. I like to see them hack it off and whop it on the scales, mate.
Yeah, well, it's more hygienic the other way.
Rubbish. My grandfather lived to be 97 and he never saw a plastic bag in his life. All this hygiene stuff may be very nice, but it takes all the charm out of things. I ask you. What have you got when you buy a spud today? 27 different fertilizers done up in a jacket.
Now, come off it.
Do they taste the same today as they used to? I'm asking you. All the romance has gone out of marketplaces.
Maybe, but they're modernising, and you can't have a contemporary marketplace with a meat pie stall stuck in the middle of it.
Well, I see no reason why not.
Hey, Tub, guess what?
What?
Go on, have a guess.
No. Come on, tell me.
No. Go on. You guess.
No, I can't. Come on, tell me.
Oh, no, that'd spoil it. Have a guess.
But I don't know. Give me a clue.
Ah, that'd be as good as telling you.
Oh, go on, don't be rotten. Tell me, come on. I tell you everything I know, don't I?
Well, just have a try. Come on, just one guess.
How can I guess at something I haven't got the faintest idea about? Now, come on, tell me. You know I can't stand playing around when there's something I don't know about going around.
Well, you promise you won't tell anybody?
Yes. Tell me.
Oh, all right, then. The town council have told Fred to move his pie stall out of the marketplace.
Oh, for crying out loud, I know that. I've been talking about it for the last half an hour. Did you hear all that, Sid?
Yes, I heard it. And a bigger couple of twits I never met.
I resent that. I am not a twit. He started it.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you're like a couple of kids you are.
It's him. I'm not like that with other people. I don't talk to the squire like that. I'm very erudite. He doesn't know what I'm talking about half the time. It's this fool here. He brings out the worst in me. He's an idiot. You're a poltroon.
I wish I hadn't told you, Nell.
So do I.
I wish I hadn't come at all.
Well, I don't know why you did. I told you to stay out till tea time.
Well, I was fed up out there. There was nothing to do.
You had your ball, didn't you?
Well, there was nobody to throw it to.
You could have thrown it up in the air. No imagination, some people. I can't understand it.
Well, it's a shame about the pie stall, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was just saying to Sid, they ought to leave things alone. All the things I knew as a boy are gradually going. Do you realise there's not one piece pudding and faggot shop left in Cheam? They've all gone.
That's true. I remember my mum sending me down on a Friday night with me bowl.
With a bit of greaseproof paper over the top?
Yeah, that's it. I used to get it full up. 3 dollops of peace pudding, 2 faggots, a saveloy, and 2 pigs trotters. How much?
3 a pudding, 2 fags, a sav, and a couple of pigs. Never more than 10p. And on a coronation day, 2 extra faggots and a spoon with a crest on it. Yes, there's nothing like that these days. Old Fred's pie stall is the last remaining link with those halcyon days, and they want to get rid of him.
Where are we going to go after the pictures on a Saturday night?
You may well ask. Where indeed? I used to look forward to me half an hour lean up against Fred's urn. Did the rheumatism in my shoulder much more good than 3 hours under the sun lamp that did. Perfect way to end an evening at the pictures, that was. Standing round the pie store with the other lads, dipping our meat pies in the chop sauce on the edge of the plate, and discussing whether we fancied the bird in the second feature.
Yeah, good old Fred.
Yes, long may his sugar spoon dangle on the end of the chain.
Well, there should be some way of keeping it.
We'll just have to go into one of the coffee houses in the High Street.
Never. I hate those things. The El Corrida. The Tropicana. The El Granada. All those horrible plants creeping up the walls. Bamboo canes. Plastic cactuses. All leaves and froth, those blazes. And the grub. Nothing British in there at all. Shish kebab a la Constantinople. Omelette Valenciana. In Cheam High Street, mark you. Can't even get a roll and butter. It's croissant au beurre. Pardon me for living, I'm sure. And the waitresses. Ponytails and their brother's sweaters, that's them. Black stocking fools. Sitting there with their green fingernails and their omnibus edition of Ibsen. Got no time for them. Show me the piece of apple strudel that compares to one of Fred's stale cheesecakes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. First time I went in one, there's bird behind the counter. You know the one with the...
Not the skinny one with the leopard skin tights on.
No, not her. The other one, Margot, isn't it? The one with the blue streaks in her hair.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. She always reminds me of something Boris Karloff had a go at.
That's it. Well, first time in, I didn't know the jargon, you see. So yeah. She comes up, she said, would you like a cappuccino?
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't fancy the chino, but I'll have a cup of tea. Marvellous, isn't it?
Marvellous,
so
yeah.
She giggled and said to her oppo, oh, dear. Our plebeian.
What's plebeian?
Plebeian. It's from the Latin, plebes, defined by Pliny as derivative from plebiscum.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It means you're a scruff bag. I quite agree with you, Sid. I'd never patronise one of those coffee places again. Here. How can you have a sandwich without a lump of bread stuck on top? That's what they tried to palm me off with. An open sandwich, they called it. Bits of meat and carrots and stuff squeezed out a tube. Well, I kicked up a fuss.
I don't blame you.
I told her straight. I said, look, dear, I don't know where you come from. Well, I knew she wasn't English. She spoke it too well. I said, I don't know where you come from, but we haven't had bread rationing over here for years. So come on, I said, whack another slice on top, I said. I wish she hadn't. Now it cost me another 9p. Then, of course, I must admit, I made a right Charlie of myself, I didn't. I didn't know they had brown sugar. I said, bring another bowl of sugar. Somebody spilt their coffee in this one.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of thing the council prefers. They want to get rid of Fred and open up more coffee shops.
That's the trouble. No one's proud of being British these days. They all seem to think foreigners can do everything better. Well, they can't. I've been all over France and I've yet to see one pie stall, for all their chat about good food.
Yeah. There's too many foreigners in the world. You can't go anywhere abroad without meeting them.
Quite. And they're all coming over here for their holidays. That's what bothers me.
Ah, yes, but that's a good thing. They bring money into the country.
But only foreign money. What's the good of that? You can't spend it here. You try and pay your gas bill with a handful of Yugoslavian piastres and see what they say. Of course, though, get him back. It's old Fred I feel sorry for. Being moved on at his time of life, where would he go?
I heard he was going to sell up and go back to Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, well, that's where he comes from.
Is he a foreigner, then?
Only by birth.
Still, come to think of it, I'm not surprised. I always thought a red bandana and gold earrings wasn't the hallmark of a Surrey man.
Yeah, well, I thought he was a bit eccentric, that's all.
Still, he's practically British. He came over when he was 3 to take over the pie stall when his dad died.
Oh, well, that's it, then. That's good enough for me. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who flogs meat pies is British. I don't care where he was born. For my money, he became naturalized the minute he unhitched his horse, opened the shutters, and watered down his first bottle of chop sauce.
Hear, hear.
The point is, does Fred want... How did he get the name Fred?
He didn't think Giuseppe Antonio looked right over a pie stall.
He's dead right, of course. It is a bit ice cream and wafers, isn't it, really? Anyway, the point is, does Fred want to go?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He's very cut up about it. He's been there all his life.
Well, that's it, then. His freedom is being encroached upon. He should have the right to trade where he likes. To speak his mind is every free man's right. In peace, battle, war, hostilities, uprisings, floods, tempests, force majeure, and motor car accidents. Magna Carta, Runnymede, 1793. Henry VIII versus the Barons, Barons talking. As the inscription says on the Statue of Liberty, just under the fold of her skirt, it says, Liberté, égalité, et fraternité.
What does it mean?
It means liberty, equality, and fraternity. What else could it mean, you great witless dandy?
No, it doesn't say that on the Statue of Liberty.
Well, it says it somewhere. On the blade of the guillotine, that's it. The point being that we must stand by Fred in his hour of need, his fight against the maelstrom of vacuitous bureaucracy.
I second that.
Thank you, that's a great help.
What do we do first, then?
I suggest we go and have a summit conference with Fred and see what he's got to say about it. Between us, we will rout the council as Adrian did the Persians on the walls of Jericho. Didn't he?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. Come on. Evening, Fred.
Evening, Mr. H. What's it to be tonight?
Three pies, please, Fred, and three mugs of steaming hot chicory essence.
With or without?
With or without what?
Handles. Only, you see, some clients prefer them without handles, and then they can warm their hands around it.
Come now, Fred, you should know by now I always have handles. Lots of ladies pass by, and it's very hard to cock the little finger when it's wrapped round a mug of coffee.
Mustard on the pies.
Please, I want to lift the crust up and whop in a saveloy, will you?
Coming up.
Same for me, Annie. Put the mustard on the saveloy and cut off the curly bit at the end of the skin.
Ah, oh, the smell of this place. Drives me crackers. Isn't it marvellous? Sensuous. If only I could find a lady who uses scent like this, I'd marry her like a shot.
Here you are. Three pies, two with sauce, one in, one out. Three coffees, one with, two without.
Thanks very much. Very nicely done, mate.
Fred, I'm sorry to hear about the news.
What, you mean me closing down?
Yes, it's a crying shame. It's a bitter blow to we gourmets.
Yeah, I'm pretty choked about it myself.
We feel that... You got any salt there, Fred?
Here's a knife. Scrape some off the block.
Thank you. We feel that something ought to be done about it.
Well, I don't know what can be done. I lodged an appeal, but they turned it down. They said the store was out of keeping with the rest of the square, and now it's the town of the district.
Well, Fred, we are going to help you.
Really?
We're going to organize on your behalf. We'll start a movement, the Friends of the Pie Stall.
I'll be treasurer.
You won't. Now, how many people use your pie stall every day?
Well, let me see. I start off each morning with 200 cups, and when I finish at night, I've got about 50 left. I should say about 150.
That's 150 regular satisfied customers.
Yeah.
And how many people on the council?
Including the mayor, 26.
That's 150 against 26. Yeah, I reckon we ought to be able to duff them up all right.
We are not going to duff anybody up. This campaign must be carried out with no violence if it's to attract the sympathy of the public. Besides, that Alderman Harris swings that mace about something rotten. Seen him knock three councillors down in one go when the meetings get a bit lively. Let's think now. How much grace have they given you, Fred?
2 weeks. Then if I haven't moved, they're going to send the police to tow me away.
I know what we can do.
Ah. Ah. The strategist is about to speak.
We must hold them off. Keep them at bay.
Brilliant. How do we keep the whole of the East Cheam Constabulary at bay?
Easy. We go round and collect every available pie stall in Surrey.
Yes.
Then we bring them all into the market square.
Yes.
Well, then when the police come, we put the pie stalls in a big circle and hold them off. Like they do in wagon train.
Hiding behind the wheels, throwing meat pies at them.
Yeah.
I see. And they're all galloping round on their horses, chucking lighted truncheons at it.
Yeah?
Over the top of the pie stalls.
Yeah.
I hope one hits you. All the pie stalls in Surrey in a circle. What a daft idea. It'd be add up for obstruction.
What about appealing direct to the Prime Minister?
I don't think we'll get much change out of him. I don't see him as a pie stall man somehow. His elbow in a puddle of cold tea, opening the budget box to get 1 and 9 out. No, I don't think so. He's more of a salt beef sandwich man, I should think.
That's all I can think of. Short of punching him up, you didn't go much on that.
Of course, the trouble with those council blokes is they don't know nothing about meat pie stalls. They've never been here, not one of them.
Well, that's it then. We must introduce them to the delights of meat pie eating. We must show them what they're missing. We'll invite them down to the stall here and put on a bit of a show for them.
What sort of a show?
Well, we'll get the place done up a bit. Give it a coat of paint and the coloured lights strung up from the top of Queen Victoria's crown, hooked round your stovepipe, then across the horse trough. The reflections look lovely on the water. Oh, very Venetian that'll be. Then tie him round the gargoyle so the two jets of water coming out of his ears will be lit up. Sort of Fountains of Rome effect. Then we'll get young Elvis Dalrymple from the coffee house on the guitar. Give him a couple of bob to forget Skiffle for the night. Play the old Neapolitan songs, you know, the Harry Secombe stuff. A few pots of flowers up on the roof.
Cool, that sounds marvellous.
We'll get a few tables and chairs out in the roadway, put some goldfish in the horse trough. It'll look like Monte Carlo by the time we finish with it. I tell you what, us three will be waiters for the night.
I can't pay you.
That's all right, just give us a free hot dog every night for a year.
Done.
Right, I'll get the invitations sent out tomorrow. I think this calls for a celebration. Fred, 3 bacon sandwiches, please. Gentlemen, raise your mugs. I give you Fred's pie stall. Long may the wedges stay under its cartwheels.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. This invitation's just arrived in the post.
Oh, show me. You're cordially invited to a gala night at Fred's Pie Stall under the statue in the Market Square. Parking space available on the left-hand side of the road on even dates. Open-air cafeteria, ornamental horse trough. Dine under the stars with the stars. Music by Elvis Dalrymple and his moonlight serenaders. Excitingly new Cockney menu, licensed to sell fags. If wet, room for 12 under the shutter. RSVP, if you fancy it. Most intriguing. Take a letter, Miss Burke. Dear Mr. Fred, I had great pleasure...
Excuse me, Vicar.
Yes, what is it, Tompkins?
This invitation has just arrived, sir.
Oh, thank you, Tompkins. Your utmost reverence, sir, your presence is requested at a simple frugal pie nosh up in the market square. We hope several esteemed members of your flock will also be in attendance. The meeting, though secular in conception, will be ecclesiastical in decorum, so have no fears about bringing along the good soul your charming lady spouse, the Mrs. Reverend. All proceeds to the church roof fund. Dress informal, gaiters optional. Your servant A. Hancock, campanologist to the trade.
Will you be going, sir?
Well, of course, Tompkins. I never miss an opportunity to meet my parishioners socially. You may lay out my new shoes with the Canterbury buckle. Good morning, my lad.
Morning, Withers.
This invitation was delivered this morning.
Thank you, Withers. Who the devil's this from? My dear Lord Cheam, the villagers of whom I am their humble spokesman would be grateful if you and her ladyship would consent to come down amongst us on the occasion of the simple village festivities in the market square. We cannot, of course, hope to compete with the glittering hunt balls that you gents throw, but we think you may find some amusement in watching the simple villagers in their natural surroundings. We apologize for the delay due to the bad harvest in sending you the annual hogshead of cider, field of corn, and 20 sucking pigs. There'll be plenty of room for you to park your bubble car in the high street. I am your humble, obedient village servant, Anthony Hancock, Serf.
Yes, shall I... shall I tear it up, sir?
Certainly not, if there's some free fodder going. Caroline, come down here. We've been invited out for fodder. Carmec one of the week,
Carmec one of the week, Mashbato the Miller Duca Kest. 3 meat pies and a cheesecake for Councillor Brickman's party at table 4.
3 pies and a cheese coming up.
Another cup of varnish for the vicar next to the Ostrop, please.
1 split potato with butter in a no patter.
2 chip sandwiches for the mayor and dig the eyes out.
3 cups of grey coffee, 2 without handles, 1 with.
3 saveloys and a rock cake for his lordship with mustard. Not on the rock cakes.
So sorry, your lordship.
2 roll mops, plate of whelks for the general.
A packet of cheap fags with filters for Lady Cheap. Excuse me, Vicar, do you mind not throwing your pie crust into the horse trough? They do coagulate so. Thank you very much.
Fried egg sandwich and a jam lardy for the Commissioner of Police.
How are you, Fred? Alderman Barnes, 2 bread and dripping and a ginger beer. Oh, and dust off a couple of cream snizers for the health inspector.
What do you think, Mr. H? How do you think it's going?
Like a bomb. They like your stuff, Fred. There's no doubt about that. They're getting it down them. I've never seen so much dripping disappear in one evening.
I've never had a clientele like this before. All the knobs and chi must be sitting around here.
Yes, it makes a nice change to see a handful of rings round a saveloy. Well, I think I'd better go round and mingle with the guests. Start the chat going about the council closing the stall down, you know. I think this is the right time. Strike while the pie's hot, I always say. Good evening, Vicar.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Hancock.
Are you enjoying the peas pudding?
Oh, it's delightful. I had no idea such delicacies as we've seen tonight existed. May I have another faggot?
Certainly. Fred, another fag for the Vic. You won't get this sort of thing in these coffee houses across the street, you know?
No, I suppose not.
It's exclusive to this establishment. Nowhere else like it in Cheam. If this place goes, you'll never get the like of this again.
Yes, but surely there's no question of it going. I'm told the stall stood here for 60 years.
True, but the council have given Fred notice to pull up his shafts and leave. I know you're a great lad for tradition. It's a great pity.
Dear me, we can't have that. I shall have to speak to the mayor about it. I do have some influence in the council, yes. I shall have a word with him.
Good lad, have a chit. It entitles you to a faggot and a cup of tea at the counter. Excuse me, I must pass on to, excuse me. Ah, Mr. Mayor, is the fried egg sandwich to your liking?
Very much, very nice indeed. I didn't know he served food like this.
Ah, well, that's because you've got on a bit. You've cut yourself off from the proletariat. Threatening to close it down, dangerous thing for a mayor to do, especially with the council elections coming up shortly, if you get my meaning.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it like that.
Well, you ought to, Mush. Still, no hard feelings, is a chit. Good help. Ah, your lordship, enjoying yourself?
Capital, capital. Cheap, isn't it? Wish I'd known about this place before. I'll be coming down here more often.
Perhaps not.
The council want to close it down, you know.
Oh, we'll soon see about that. By the way, old chap, does he serve stuff to take away?
Well, generally, you have to bring your own basin, but I'm sure Fred will lend you one of his.
Good show. Now I think I'll have a word with that mayor. Closing it down, indeed. I say, mayor, come here. I want to have a word with you.
Seen Fred lately, Tub?
No, I haven't.
He's done well since we saved his pie stall, hasn't he?
Done well? Have you seen that new house he's had built? £10,000 if it was a penny. And ostentatious. Fancy having a roof shaped like a pie crust. Of course, it's fashionable now. The word's got round Mayfair. It's all the rage since the do.
Have you tried to get near his stall lately? You can't see the counter for bowler hats and Bentleys.
I know, doesn't it make you sick? And of course the prices have shot up. Champagne and Savoloys, 3 guineas a head. You won't look at me anymore. Me. And if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have a stall left. All those guards officers. Every night, faggot fights down the high street. It's disgusting. And the horses can't get near the trough. Got it full up with ice for the champagne. It's not good enough. I can't afford to eat there anymore at those prices. 10 and 6 for a meat pie, it's ridiculous.
Oh, well, we can't eat there anymore. Where shall we go? I'm hungry.
Let's go down to the El Granada. I quite like it these days. The coffee's not too bad once you've blown the froth off, and those Frankfurters, they're just like Savoy's. I mean, a bit skinnier, but none the worse for that.
Yeah, and that ravioli stuff's just like a plate of little meat pies, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. Yes, there's a lot to be said for coffee houses. Those girls aren't at all bad when you get close to them. I quite like green fingernails. Rather sensuous, I feel.
Yeah, it's what you get used to, isn't it?
Quite. It's all a matter of taste.
Yeah, well, personally, I couldn't care less if I never see another Savoy as long as I live.
Neither do I. I've never cared to think what Fred put in them, have you?
Well, now these things are clean, down at the coffee house.
Yes, there's a lot to be said for hygiene. Emptying his grouts into a horse trough, it wasn't very nice, was it?
Disgusting.
I think we're better off out of it.
Me too.
So do I.
Much more pleasant surroundings in the coffee house.
Definitely.
Oh, very dirty place, Fred's place.
Well, I've always said that. I mean, it should have been closed down ages ago. I don't mind.
That was Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Wilfred Babbage, Hugh Morton and Harry Tyle. The incidental music was composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Ray Galton and Alan Simpson wrote the script, and the production, which was recorded, was by Tom Ronald.
Fred's Pie Stall from 1959.